We're live at EXT 518 session with Julia Al-Saraf. Hi, thank you for coming by.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell me about yourself. Where do you come from?
I grew up in Houston and moved to the area back in 2009 to go to RPI and fell in love with it up here and decided to stay.
Have you been playing music all along?
I played in a couple of bands while I was here. Some groups in Troy, My Survival Kit and Walking X-Ray were a couple of those. I play with a group now called The Souls of Evolution.
And what about your own music now?
I used to play at a bunch of open mics. I didn't play for about 5 years, and so I'm just starting to kind of get back into it.
Who would you say, for your solo music, who would you say you sort of most respect and admire in terms of musicians?
I like a whole bunch of different stuff. So I grew up listening to things like Red Hot Chili Peppers and whatever bands were playing on the alternative radio station down there. Chevelle was a fun one that I haven't really heard much about lately anymore. And then got really into Alanis Morissette, a lot of singer-songwriter stuff. Missy Higgins, who's this Australian singer-songwriter that I really like. Just whatever's good, whatever genre.
How would you describe your music? What kind of genre would you place yourself into?
A friend of mine and I play together, and we had some of our music reviewed by this group that said it was very heavy with little give. And the heavy was emotionally, not sonically. Sort of melancholic, not very cheery, even if it's in a major key.
But you're smiling so much over there.
Yeah.
So I'm finding this hard to believe.
Mixed messages.
What would you like to play for us first?
Well, I'm going to play a song that's one of my newer songs. It's called Won't Feel It.
Let me out alive and I will let it go. It's been getting harder and harder to breathe, you know. Get me out of this, I promise to forget. Someday maybe I won't feel it like the day we met. Someday maybe I won't feel it like a little kid. Pull me out of the flames, I need to lay low. Someday maybe I won't feel it burning in my bones. Pull me out of the wreckage, let me go now. Someday maybe I won't feel it when you let me down. Someday maybe I won't feel it when you're not around. You call me up when it's late. Is it safe or should I stay here on my side? I'm around. Are you down or are you playing with my heart? Drag me out of the fire, it's time to slow down. It's been getting harder and harder to figure out. It's been getting harder and harder just to push it down. I pack my bags and run, I need to leave town. Something about the way she moves, I always turn around. Something about the way she smiles, it always breaks me down. You call me up when it's late. Is it safe or should I stay here on my side? I'm around. Are you down or are you playing with my heart? Sleep. should I stay here on my side? I'm around. Are you down, or are you playing with my heart?
I'm Julia Alsaroff from Troy, New York. This is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
I'm traveling the world I know. The places I've been, the places I'll go. I'm traveling my own backyard. Racing across in a plastic car. So won't you come with me? We'll make things right. We'll beat the darkness with the light. I'm traveling the world, I've seen beautiful things, like the morning fog and the autumn leaves. I'm traveling the world, I've seen terrible things. One by land and two by sea. So won't you come with me? We'll make things right. We'll beat the darkness with the light. I'm traveling with friends I know, sisters and brothers from kindred souls. I'm traveling the world by train. I'm traveling the world I love with the morning doves who are singing their song. I'm singing along.
The 518 session live at EXT. Julia Alsaroff is here, and that song's called The Traveler?
Yes.
When did you write these songs that you're playing for us today?
Won't Feel It, I wrote about a month ago. The Traveler, I wrote sometime between 2009 and 2012, and I actually can't remember.
How long have you been playing music?
I played viola, actually, in middle school, and guitar sort of around that time I picked up because my friend had one and who wasn't learning guitar at that time.
Did you teach yourself how to play, or did someone help you?
I taught myself guitar and piano. Viola, I took lessons at school, and then they had like private lessons as part of the program they offered there. Mm-hmm.
Was 2009, though, about when you started writing your own music?
2008, 2009, yeah, when I was a junior in high school. Some friends were getting together and playing music, and I thought, okay, sure, let's do this.
When you came to RPI, what were you studying? What was your course here?
Electronic arts.
So you've been all throughout MPAC then,
yes,
inside
yeah.
there.
Yeah. yeah.
It's kind of a neat space to be in.
I love it. Yeah, it's really cool.
There's some rooms in there that must sound really great when you're playing, right?
Yeah, including the bathrooms.
Including the bathrooms.
Yeah. I remember going in at one point around 2 or 3 in the morning, because I worked there at the time as a curatorial intern. The entryway actually sounds pretty reverberant and had an interesting sound for what I was doing.
So you recorded or played in the entryway?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We're live at EXT with Julia Alsaroff. Now, do you have any plans to make some recordings of your own and put out some stuff?
I do. I'm sort of waiting for the right moment to strike. I'm hoping to do that in the near future.
And how would folks find you if they wanted to reach out and say, oh, I love your music?
Walk around downtown Troy, and I'll be walking around there.
Find you there?
Yeah, find me.
I was thinking more about an online source, maybe, but that's an interesting way to do it.
I would be welcome to people reaching out on my personal Facebook page. I don't have a page for my music, but part of what I love about music is getting to know people through music. So you just shoot me a message there, and would love to chat.
All right, let's have you spell your name so people who... I've bludgeoned it a few times, so it's Julia Alsaroff, right?
Yeah, you did great.
How would you spell that?
Julia, J-U-L-I-A, Alsaroff, A-L-S-A-R-R-A-F.
Awesome. Well, Julia, thank you so much for coming by and playing songs for us.
Thank you for having me.
It's great. What would you like to play as your final song here today?
So I used to teach ukulele camps in Troy, so I'm going to end with a ukulele song. Even though it feels like that fad has passed, the song still exists and seems most appropriately played on the ukulele. It's called Tangled.
You say that you're mean, and the worst part is that you mean it honest to God. You're not, but still I find you taking up my thoughts. So I try to be like you until I discovered what you are and found that I wanted no part. But still I find you tangled in my heart. So I tried to break free, but I could not just let you be. I had to tie you. You're the one who asked for me to hang around, and now I know that I must let you go. So goodbye and good luck on your own.
This is Julia Alsroff. Thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.